100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet. So we've got a weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. Weekly challenge 739, Mushroom. We've got a bunch of stories in on the topic of mushroom, but if you think we need more, well, go ahead and record the story, send it in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Until then, let's go with these and play ball.
Good morning. This is Richard. And this is my story on the topic mushroom. It's called Rubbish Jobs. I've never really fitted in here at the Weapons of Mass Destruction Tactical Development Division. I've more experience and I'm probably more highly qualified than most of my colleagues, but they can never seem to see past my squint and squeaky voice. So I get all the rubbish jobs. While they get to blow things up, play with new technology, and generally have a whole lot of fun in the process, I'm left with the stuff nobody cares about. Take the current project I've been tasked with. I'm making the mushroom clouds on next-generation nukes a pretty colour. That's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Disposing of the bodies is my biggest challenge. I don't go in for burial, disposal at sea, or anything like that. It's too risky, and there's always a chance that a stray body part might turn up somewhere. I prefer to render down my victims. And I've converted the cellar into an acid bath system of industrial proportions. I call it the mush room. Because all that's left, in the end, is mush. You might wonder what I do with it next. I simply add a few chemicals, pour into molds, and let it set. Fancy candles for aromatherapy boutiques.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a good week, and here's my story. She found a small jar in her granny's attic. Something sparkled inside. She placed it back on a shelf and left without telling anyone anything about it. When her granny died, she went back to the attic. When she opened it, a swirl of light turned everything into a neon palette of greenery. She read the small paper stuck to the bottom. Mushrooms. Theirs. Theirs? The following night, she was visited by them, the weird ones no one knew about, the aliens. The attic? Well, she turned it into a museum where everyone would see things that didn't really exist. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of Flypaper Boy, Coming of Age, still available at Amazon, though it only seems like people in India want to read it. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 739 with a prompt of mushroom. Here's my story. Linolia Amanda didn't seem fazed by her father's angry tone. She held the phone out so Bilbert could hear too. I'm at Bilbert's house. There was a misunderstanding, and I needed to speak with him right away. Her father harumphed, and then a dog barking sounded clearly from the phone. Linolia Amanda gasped. Oh, Daddy, please let Mushroom out. She needs to do her business. You can come home and let your dog out yourself, her father grumbled and hung up. When she didn't rush out, Bilbert asked, What about your dog? She smiled. Daddy will do it. He's such a kidder. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Two Robbers I Know here, with a story on the subject, Mushroom. On the underground platform at Oxford Circus, the only other passengers are a 6-foot-tall mushroom and a Japanese salaryman. He topples rigidly onto the third rail and explodes into a cloud of butterflies, speaking your name. A vending machine sells true love, but you do not have the right change. The carnivorous wall tiles chatter evilly to each other, straining to break free of the cement. A giant cannonball appears on the rails, moments before it rolls out of the tunnel and stops there. The hallucinations stop when the mushroom climbs into the cannonball and rolls off down the tunnel.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Remember the old kid's show, Mr. Mushroom? Year after year, the show swept the Daytime Emmy Awards. Other shows tried to lure away his producers, his directors, his writers, but as long as he had the sponsors, he had the money. And nobody paid like Mr. Mushroom paid. Then one day at the end of a show, he took a bow and went out to his car and drove away. He never came back and nobody ever saw him again. Where did he go? Nobody knows. Maybe we all just dreamed of him. And you woke up from the dream.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of mushroom. Well, I don't know what to say at this point, except you can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to see all the text of the stories, links to people's sites. You can also see what the next topic of the weekly challenge is. I'm not going to give it away. Go to the feed. You'll hear it. And thank you all for being a part of this. I will see you tomorrow with another story and another story and another story until it's Sunday again and we keep doing this and keep creating and keep imagining and keep sharing. Thank you for everything. And as always, keep it brief.